Sue's back, back again. Shady's back, tell a friend. Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Little Less Conversation. I'm joined by my co-host Amar, as usual. How's it going, Amar?
Eric, you're not too bad. I know it's been a couple of weeks off with international break, and I kind of wish it was a bit longer.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was kind of glad we had a little break for the internationals, but I'm kind of a bit pissed off that we've come back to two shit results.
Oh, this may so ruin my Easter weekend.
It's ruined my life.
Get straight back into it, and we start with the early kickoff. Really,
what happened? I didn't see it.
I mean, you probably want to erase that from your memory, but absolutely hammering, wasn't it, from West Brom?
That Saturday is just blank. I don't know what happened this weekend. I've hit delete on that day.
Mate, it's I caught the highlights and didn't catch the game, but from what I could see, West Brom deserved the win. Well, and the scoreline was just a bit telling, really, of how the game went.
It's a disgrace, if I'm honest with you. It's an absolute disgrace. And do you know what? The sending off changed the game. Silva got sent off when we were 1-0 down, but I don't think it would change the game enough for them to go on and batter us 5-2 at home. It's just disgraceful. It's sloppy before the sending off. We took the lead. You think, are we going to go on and run away with this one? But there's something about West Brom and Thiago Silva that just doesn't go well together, man. I don't know what it is.
Is it like, I think when he was his debut, wasn't his debut match, was it? It was early in the season and he had a shocker, didn't he, against West Brom?
I think it was his debut. I think it was his first game, yeah. And he produced an error in that one that led to a goal. And well, we were losing that one quite badly. I think it was 3-0 or 3-1 or something like that, and we managed to pull it back, but this time just didn't happen, and we were just awful. And you know what, props to West Brom. They played really well, and for a team that are struggling, they really needed that win.
Maitland-Niles controller in the midfield, mate.
He had a good game, Maitland-Niles, but I think Matias Pereira
really good. yeah
Callum
Robinson, man, he loves going against Chelsea.
He's another fucking McGoldrick. He loves scoring against us, man. And
I think he's only ever scored against Chelsea.
I know, in his career. Bloody ridiculous. And I mean, they had a few injuries in the first half, so that's what brought him on. And to think he came on and scored, well, he scored two good goals as well. And
yeah,
goals they scored, they weren't like shit goals as well. They scored really good goals. They're playing like Brazil or something, man. I don't know. It's just a disgrace from us, really.
What do you make of, I mean, obviously we'll start with the sending off, really, because it was two yellows, wasn't it? I seen the second challenge, which was pretty bad from Thiago Silva.
To be fair, as soon as he got the first yellow, in my head, I was sitting there thinking, take him off, just get Rudiger on or get Christensen on. I don't even have Rudiger on the bench, but get Christensen on, get somebody else on and take him off. Because when you're making challenges like that so early on, okay, it was a bit soft to get the first yellow maybe, but you know, when you're on that caution for the majority of the game, 80 minutes or whatever it is of a game, you know you're going to be targeted and you're not the quickest defender. So, I don't know, man. Tuchel maybe should have pulled him out of the game in that first half.
The thing is, it's you know, you don't expect that to happen just quite early in the game. It was what happened in like 25th minute or something, didn't it? He got sent off, so you know, rest of the game with 10 men. But then again, it is West Brom. And I mean, you know, props them. They were really good on the day. But I mean, what? They're in the what, bottom three? You shouldn't be going on to get battered 5-2, even with 10 men.
It's one of those games where everything just seems to be going right for West Brom. And they were playing probably the best football they'll play all season. And everything was going wrong for us. The sending off. Pulisic got injured coming out of the tunnel at halftime. Running onto the pitch, the guy gets injured. What the fuck is that all about, man?
Is his hammy gone again? His hamstring's always going, man.
I don't know what it is, but literally, he's running onto the pitch for the second half. They were going to make a sub. They were going to bring Werner off and bring somebody else on. And as he's coming on, he pulls up and then just runs, turns around and runs back to the bench and says, no, I can't do this. So they had to change the sub and take him off instead. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. We were just a shambles defensively. There was no organisation. Obviously, once Silva's gone, everything went out the bloody window, I think. And Jorginho and Kovacic were awful. They've been so good these last couple of months that this was just a complete opposite. And they were both at fault for the sending off and even for the goals as well, a couple of the goals. So
yeah, I
don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I saw some of the goals, and I thought Pereira's second goal was quality. You know, he's blocked off the ball quite well, finished it off, and I think it just happened just before half time as well, didn't it? So set them into half time with a good lead.
Yeah, so concede two goals in basically stoppage time of the first half. It's just a disgrace, man. And the reaction from the players need to take responsibility from it, because there's not much Tuchel can do. You're down to 10 men.
Yeah.
And your midfielder just having a mare as well. So they need to stand up and take responsibility. And I think it's just a bit, they're just weak mindset as well, you know. Maybe they went into it thinking it's going to be a walkover, you know. And sure, there might have been a bit of a hangover from the international games as well. But everyone's in the same boat. There's no excuse.
Do you reckon, I know it's a bit touch and go, but... Do you reckon they had one mind on Porto coming up? Because I think, you know, obviously you think, all right, West Brom the weekend, Porto midweek, let's just save ourselves a bit, because you want to go a bit further in the Champions League.
Yeah, definitely. And I think he got the team selection wrong. I know Christensen, Rudiger, all the likes of them guys have been out in you know, playing for their international teams. So obviously they want to rest them, and you'd think West Brom's a perfect game. But if you look back to how we played against West Brom when they were at home, we were shocking then as well. So you should really be thinking, you know what, we struggled against them last time. Let's put our strongest team out. The lads might be a little bit tired, but if we can get two early goals, you can look to take the likes of Mount off at you know, after 50, 60 minutes, you can take him off, give him a rest. But he's probably rushed Silva back into the team when something that was working before, you know, he's changed it up, brought Zouma in, put Silva in. Just didn't work, man. Just didn't work at all.
What it done was it's blown top four race wide open, hasn't it?
Yeah, just when it looked like we had it a bit more sewn up, now it's like back open. And I mean, he just looks like exactly in the same position as Lampard is in all of a sudden. It just shows you the weakness of the team mentally more than anything. And I think Lampard had to deal with the same shit, and that's what got him sacked. So yeah, it's be interesting to see how we bounce back against Porto midweek. And more interesting against Crystal Palace this coming weekend, when we play them away. So, yeah, that's a must-win game.
Big derby, big London derby coming up for you guys. And, it does seem like any game, most games now, but you've got a couple of tough games coming up in May. I know you're playing West Ham at the end of April as well. So, you never know. I mean, top four could be out of reach. You know, it just depends on how the other teams perform, really.
Yeah, do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if we end up with back-to-back defeats in the Premier League, lose to Palace. I mean, it was going to happen sooner or later. He wasn't going to go unbeaten for the rest of his Chelsea managerial career. It's just the more the manner that it happened and the opposition it happened against makes it that much worse. And it just shows everyone our flaws, really. And we're there for the taking, unfortunately.
Do you know what it is? I read a couple of reports today about a bust up between Rudiger and Kepa as well. I think there's probably, I think the whole team is together and on the same page, I don't think.
Yeah, but it's weird because that's just out of the blue. One loss has done that. It's worrying, really, because from everything to be so like plain sailing and then just to, you know, turn on its head just because of one loss. I mean, Kepa has no right to kick off because, you know, all he does is sit on the bench. But I think Rudiger's a good character to have in the squad, you know. Like, he tells people how it is and he's very straight up. And
I was going to say, I wonder who won in that fight. If there was a matchup, I would put all my money on Rudiger. But,
yeah, definitely, definitely.
Let's hope, for your sake anyway, it's a bit of a blip. For us, I mean, the Chelsea result doesn't mean anything for us because we're just so far off it anyway. But... You know, I don't know. Let's see how it goes, really.
Oh, we were hoping that you lot would do us a favor, man, later on in the day playing Liverpool. I was really, really hoping you lot would beat them. Yeah, thanks for nothing.
I don't know, man. I don't. Probably the thing is, I've said it, like there were so many bad performances earlier in the season, and even before the Chelsea game in December, before we actually kicked on a bit. But you know, there were some really flat performances, but I think that this might have been the worst one yet. It was so bad from the team. And you know, I think Arteta said before the game, look, he must have said to the players, I think he mentioned his pre-match conference that it's a free hit. I'm telling you, I don't know what he said to them, but these players did not want to play. I don't know what they were. Was their mind on fucking the Easter eggs on Sunday, or I don't know what they were doing, but
Aubameyang's haircut, God knows.
man, it was just shambolic performance from the team.
Nah,
And
do you know what? The fact that he came out and said, "Oh, it's a free hit before the game," says it all. It basically says to your players, "Oh, don't worry, if you lose, you lose. It's a free hit. It doesn't matter." And that sets you up for failure before you even go out there, man. That's the wrong thing to do.
yeah, I mean, part and part, but then at the same time, you know, I could tell from the first, I told from the first 20 minutes that we were not going to win the way we were playing, unless something changed drastically, which it didn't. I don't know, really. I think Arteta's got he's got some big work to do in the summer, and there's so many players in here that are just laboring on a bit now, and you know, it's not a team. I don't know what to say, really.
I think you're
Other than
right.
the performance itself, I think, you know, I can't even name anybody that it was even a de that even had a decent game in that game. Like, just everyone was so poor.
No, you lot got a lot of dead wood in your squad, man. I would even consider getting rid of Aubameyang, you know.
It's a really frustrating thing to see, because you know what, he's on his day, he's a good striker. And you know, I don't think he's lost the pace. I don't think I think he's just we what we need to do, or what we should have done when he signed the contract, was build a team around him. And we clearly haven't done that. And I don't know, man. I think at this point, it's a bit too late to sell him. I don't know who would buy him at this point. And also, you know, it's not like he's producing anymore either. So I don't know, man. It's a really tough call, but
I
I
mean,
don't know, really. Don't know what to say. I've just like, honestly, it's getting really frustrating, because it's, you know, Xhaka was out with illness, and there's fans saying, yeah, you know what, the reason why we've lost that game is because we didn't have a controlling midfielder in the midfield. Like Partey actually played decent, but he wasn't amazing. He's the only one who was at least a bit of, you know, a bit calm, and he could like try and progress the ball, but everything else was so labored, man.
I mean, if you look at your signings that you have brought in, like Gabriel, he had a bit of a shit game. Salah got past him too easily, I thought, for his value. And, like again, Partey, we had that episode at the beginning of our pod when we started it, and it was all dedicated to Partey and how great he's going to be. And he hasn't really lived up to the hype, if you're in my opinion, anyway. I don't know.
Nah,
Better than what you
I
got.
think you're right. I think he in fairness, he's been injured quite a lot of the season, which is unfortunate, but you know, it's hard to really, you know, he's your star signing, and your star signing's a DM kind of. He's not going to get you 10 goals or 20 goals a season. He's not going to, you know, he's not really going to change the way you play unless you have other players around him that are playing better. I think, I don't know, man. It's a big call. There's half this team has aged, half of it's not working out. And really, the only players that when we do play together that are working out are like the youngsters, like Saka and Smith Rowe, and they're the ones that actually, you know, with a bit of energy and actually give a, you know, it looks like they actually care about their performance or care about the club, and the other players just don't seem like they bother.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're the future of the club without a doubt. But then you've got to have a good balance, because like Saka's a prime example. The guy's injured at the moment, right? And that's
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
probably because he's overplayed this season. And there's too much.
Massively, massively overplayed.
Yeah, he's just burnt him out, and there's a massive reliance on him playing and producing every week. And it's
You
a
can't
shame
rely
for
on
him.
a 19-year-old like that. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a good player, but you can't rely on him like that.
No, you can't. Not yet. Maybe in a couple of seasons. Yeah. But he's still developing as a player. So you kind of can't put that all on his shoulders. And it's unfortunate that he's injured at the moment because you guys miss him a lot. And I just don't, I don't know what the rest of the season holds for you. Like, I guess focus on Europa League and try and get into the Champions League that way, maybe.
I mean, you know, it's again, it's putting your eggs in one basket, a bit like what we did in Baku when we needed to win. And then we actually got bettered by you guys. So it could either works one way. You know, if you win it, then it kind of, you know, all right, fair enough. You finish 10th in the league, but you win the Europa League. You know, I'll be happy with that. But, you know, it's so 50-50. You might not even get that far. What if you get knocked out in the semis? Your whole season's written off.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And to be honest with you, I can't see you winning it. If anything, United will go on and win it. I know that sounds horrible, but I think they're more likely to do it. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, did Tierney get injured in that game, Liverpool game?
Yeah, he did. He did. And some nasty videos of his knee, like, buckling in. I'm not sure how serious it is, but yeah, big loss if he is, because we don't have a recognised backup. So it's going to be a bit of a funny end to the season, I think. Not looking forward to it, really.
Well, worst comes to worst, you can always sign Mustafi back from Schalke, because I heard that he's fallen out with the Schalke manager now, and he's possibly played his last game there.
That's the only thing that cheered me up on the weekend is when I read that, I thought, oh my God. You know what? Fair play to Schalke, though. It took them 2 months to do what it took us 5 years to do. So,
yeah, but I think Schalke are getting relegated regardless, so they probably want to get him off the wage bill.
Well, we got Kolasinac there too, so...
Oh, yeah, shit.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, look, Liverpool aren't too far off top four now, because they won 3-0, emphatically. Could have been 5-6. But, yeah, see, they're just creeping up on you guys. And seems like they're picking up form at the right time.
It was unfortunate because, obviously, we wanted certain results to go our way, and I think Liverpool losing to you lot would have been brilliant. But elsewhere, we had a bit of better luck. Obviously, your boy Joe Willock... nicked a point off Spurs and did us a favour as well, stopped us from dropping out the top four.
I'm glad. I saw a little interview after the match and he's like, oh yeah, it always feels better when you, especially as an Arsenal fan or Arsenal player, scoring against Tottenham.
You're wearing a black and white shirt of Newcastle right now, but you are an Arsenal player. Did that make it a little sweeter?
I'm an Arsenal player, so it does make it a bit sweeter, but...
Yeah, I'm glad they took a draw from that, because it looked like Spurs were going to nick it again.
Yeah, it's well, they were winning 2-1 until what, really late on when the...
True. Yeah.
With a late equaliser. So it's a good result all round there for everyone, really, except for...
One question, though. Just speaking of Tottenham and Mr. Kane, Harry Kane, what do you reckon? Do you reckon... I reckon he should leave Tottenham, personally.
Yeah, definitely. It's time to leave... You know,
he's not going to win anything there, is he? Is he going to win the Champions League at Tottenham? No. Is he going to win the Premier League? No. He's a good striker as well. So that's what I'm really saying. Yeah. So it's a big debate I've seen on my timeline. But
yeah, no, it's a massive debate now. But I think it's time for him to move on. And I think even if they do win the Carling Cup, I don't think it's... Sorry, Carabao Cup. Not Carling Cup, Carabao Cup. If they win that, it's not enough to keep him. And I think Mourinho's comments about the team as well after the game says it all, really, about Spurs. I think he was questioned, in your previous jobs you were renowned for holding on to 2-1 wins and stuff like that, and he said, yeah, same manager but different players or something along those lines. So that says it all, really. The fact the manager will come out and disrespect the team like that, it's time for Kane to leave. I think he needs to move to one of the top teams in England or even abroad. I think he could do it in Spain or somewhere else if he wanted to.
I don't know if he's missed his chance, though. I mean, I'm looking around and, you know, where would he fit in? I mean, would Madrid even come in for him? Like, it looks like they want to go for like a Haaland or an Mbappe, you know. I don't think he'd go to, you know, Munich or Barca. So I don't think he has many choices, in all honesty.
He's 27 years old, so he's not past it. He's coming up to his prime now. He's scoring, assisting, he's doing it all. He's the England captain as well.
Cheeky Aguero replacement.
Oh, yeah. Well, put it this way. There's only one Haaland out there, right? And there's, what, 6 or 7 teams in for him. He's only going to go to one of those clubs. So, I mean, Chelsea are already lining up replacements. I'm not saying they're going for Kane, but they're already thinking about Lukaku if they don't get Haaland. So, you know, all them other teams are going to be thinking about somebody else. And I think Kane will be very high up on their lists, because he's especially in the Premier League, he's proven You can do it. And if you went to Man City or United or somewhere like that, you'd be devastated, man. You'd score a lot of goals.
I do hope he doesn't go United because I think he'd start in very well there. I think he's the kind of player that would win them a league again, or you know, even if not a league, a big trophy.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be dangerous if they got him with Fernandes, Rashford, those sort of players already there. It'd be a very big statement. But do you know what? Fingers crossed, he stays at Spurs and doesn't win anything for the next, whatever, how 10 years or whatever it is.
I have speaking of United as well. Did you catch their result? They won 2-1 against Brighton.
Yeah, I know it was a comeback win after, well, Danny Welbeck, the old Manchester lad.
He loves scoring against United, even when he was at Arsenal.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He loves scoring against him. And, it's a typical Welbeck goal, sort
All
of
counted for nothing, but yeah.
yeah, it's true. Headed it into the keeper and then headed the rebound in or something like that. It's just typical Danny Welbeck. But I thought, United would be good if they dropped points, but all of a sudden they've got second place sort of
Nailed on,
nailed down. Yeah, it looks like they're going to finish in second place now, which is a good thing for them, really. It's a good result for Solskjaer, keeps him in the job for a bit longer.
yeah, a couple of the dodgy decisions going United way, and again,
Yeah, man, Maguire is a lucky boy.
mate. I do you know what that took me back to? You're gonna hate me for saying this, the David Luiz challenge on I think it was in, I don't know, it was on Jimenez now, I think, in the Wolves game. I'm telling you, it was so similar, man. And how is that not given as a pen?
I mean, it's clear and obvious for VAR as well. Like,
And
what's the point
mate,
of having them there if they're not going to do their job properly?
this is going back to more conspiracies and bigger teams like United getting, you know, paying off the FA. I'm telling you, there's more to
To be honest with you, I didn't mention it earlier, but in the Chelsea game, there are a few decisions where, like, when they've showed the replay, you're like, shit, that's a Stonewall penalty, man, or that's a Stonewall foul.
For
And
Chelsea or for West
yeah,
Brom?
Chelsea, there was one on Werner where he crossed the ball, yeah, and the defenders just like kicked him afterwards. And then down the other end, that OK, whatever his name is, had that shot, and Silva's gone in on him afterwards. The shot's gone out for would have been a goal kick, and the refs sent Silva off for the late
I
tackle.
mean, that was a bad challenge, right?
Yeah, but go and check the Werner one out, yeah, in the box. That was a clear pen for me.
I haven't seen that. I need to see that.
Maybe I'm the
I'm
only
not
person
roping you into
talking about it.
conspiracies, but you're sort of sounding a bit like me, so
I just hang around with you too much, man. Not good.
been hanging around. I haven't seen you in a year.
I know. It's ridiculous. Maybe I should just leave this pod because I'm just turning into you now.
Oh no. I mean, one thing that did cheer me up, and it was the City game, and I think City beating Leicester, this meant that mathematically Liverpool couldn't win the league this season, even though they weren't going to. But
Yeah, it was a good. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed reading that he couldn't do it, and yeah, it was. It's I'm glad to hear it, really. I think we've known for a while City were running away with it, but for it to confirm that Liverpool couldn't win it, just it's even better.
Yeah, and I watched again. I saw some highlights of the game, and a lot of people get on my timeline talk about Ruben Diaz again, just being a proper solid mate. He was just they're talking about player of the year again for him.
Yeah, he's had a really good season, and I was a bit annoyed because Stones didn't play, Cancelo didn't play, and I had them both in my
FPL.
FPL team. Yeah, so
Yeah.
no points there. But yeah, it looks like Guardiola got it right because Mendy got a goal, and Diaz put in a solid performance. So
Is he back? And Mendy's finally playing for Man City again. My God, I forgot
yeah,
about that guy.
the shock inclusion, I think, and he
I
got
saw
a
the
goal.
goal. I thought it was a good right foot finish for a left back.
I know, man. I know he's. Yeah, it's a strange one, but yeah, props to him, I guess. Fair play.
Well, I mean, that probably leaves the table as it is, and the kind of what we expected, really. But you know, here's the hoping to the next. Hopefully, the next few weekends are going to cheer us up, because I know obviously we both took L's this weekend, but had some chocolate yesterday, cheered me up, did a little treasure hunt
Was it?
by myself in the garden. No, I
Yeah.
don't know. But yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this month is gonna pick up a bit, and we both get back to winning ways and progress in Europe as well. I guess we'll see what happens. And worst comes to worst, it's going to be half price Easter eggs in Tesco. So yeah, let's go get some. I think we'll wrap things up there, and we hope you had a great Easter. Remember to hit us up on all the socials at Littleness Pod.
And hopefully, we'll be back next week with hopefully a bit more of an upbeat tune, really, and back to winning ways. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm not too optimistic about that.
Hopefully, we can do it in the sun, in the garden. Maybe have a pint as well while we're there.
Yeah, I'm not too optimistic about that either. We'll see how it goes. In the